When a mosque like this is displayed in a gallery, it's shown without all of its human, ceremonial, and environmental context.
Without the human wearer, without the leaves of the forest, that's why I think the medium of photography is really important, because you, in one instant, can fill that void. My name is Wilda Baidon, and I'm an indigenous Taino and Arawak from Puerto Rico, and I'm a cinematographer and photographer. I've been photographing New Guinea for the last decade. It is my understanding that when the dancers are wearing the mask and dancing, it is invoking the spirit of the plants and animals of the forest.
The Baining people in New Britain, an island off the coast of New Guinea, wear these masks during fire dance ceremonies.
Preceding the fire dancers, there is a choir. They have these very small hollowed-out drums that are beaten with short, quite thick sticks, and they make like a little tac-tac-tac-tac-tac sound, and the chanting is quite high-pitched. It's got this very strange rhythm, and it just becomes this beautiful cacophony. Eventually, the fire starts being made, and it's a fire that's 15 feet tall, 15 feet wide, quite massive.
Then the dancers emerge from the forest.
And each dancer spends 5-10 minutes doing their dance and invoking their spirits, kicking the fire around. And it's very, very enthralling.
A Baining man named Mr. Brown told Wilda how masks are decorated.
He explained to me that the red in the mask was created by scraping the tongue of the wearer and using the human blood to create the red. The black was made with charcoal from the fire that they dance in. The making of any traditional dress is a moment of sharing information, getting the materials from the forest, explaining to the children which material it is. It's not this leaf, it's that leaf. So maintaining that knowledge alive is why the ceremonies have gone on for hundreds of years.